that is really one of the admirable character for the believer. I think in First Peter, I think in chapter 3, speaking about a servant being subject to the master, not even to the kind one, but also to those who are rough, those who are unjust. Now, the point that you brought, Larry, about if I do right and I continue to be faithful, and I just ended up getting it right or left, I mean, forget about that. You know, why? Why continue to do right and do work hard and do things? Look at the evil of the world. Isn't what Asaph said in Psalm 73? He said, I look at the wicked, they're prospering. They're cool, they have a lot of friends, they have a lot of money, they have nice cars, they have nice computers, they have everything going for them. And we are just some kind of, every time I try, and I try hard, things are just not working out. Why? I mean, okay, I thought, maybe one of these days I will be set free, maybe Butterfort will be nice to me and I'll find somebody to take me back to my father's house to Jesus. I've been trying to work very hard. I get this filthy accusation over nothing, and now I'm thrown in jail. I mean, and this is not a jail game, you know. This is a dungeon. This is a dungeon where the political prisoners, because it said the king's prisoners were there. These were the people that the king had suspicious about them, that they are political prisoners, they are anti-government, they are the worst kind of people. This is not a bunch of thieves. And Joseph was there. And imagine the very same, here's the coats of many colors, also he does not have it, China, just like the Lord Jesus. You know, when he was reviled. You know, he endured it patiently. And the Lord put Joseph through these fires. Sometimes, as a Christian, don't think that because you're working very hard, because you're walking faithfully to the Lord, because you're not following the crowd, that everything would be okay with you. The Lord might allow, because Joseph was in the school of God, that the Lord might allow fire to go in, trials to go in, to kind of purify you more. As long as the Lord is with you, listen, if the Lord is with you in jail, that is much better than being in that king's palace without the Lord. You want to have the Lord with you. If the Lord is with you, even if you are in jail, He will take care of matters. He is in charge. It's not the geographical location. It is not the circumstances at all. It's having the Lord with me. And that is ought to be my desire always. I want the Lord to be with me. And there are prerequisites for that. Again, as I said, how could two walk together if they do not agree? I must be agreeable. I must be agreeable to the Lord. Hear the Lord, for the Lord will have fellowship with me and the walk.
And I was just thinking that again, we see here the fact that he was faithful in the jail. And Peter says, what glory is it if when you do wrong things, you suffer for those wrong things and you bear it patiently? But what a completely contrary thing. If you're doing the right thing and then you suffer for it and you bear it patiently, says this is acceptable to God. And here, you know, as we've been saying, sometimes we look at the situation, we just say, this just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I'm serving the Lord. I've already been in, you know, a house prisoner, essentially a slave for all these years, and now I've done everything well that the Lord asked me to do, and now I have to suffer through this, and sometimes things just don't make sense, and sometimes we lean on our own understanding, and it's a time like this when Joseph would have to say, I trust in the Lord always, and I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. I'm just going to trust that He has a plan, because, you know, he wasn't going to be able to get to the point that he got to staying in Potiphar's house. See, God had a plan, and we worked, and He worked all this through, and again, here we find Him being a servant. And I wonder if the Lord was teaching him, again, that the servant is not greater than his master. If he had to, if the Lord Jesus had to suffer and be wrongfully accused and suffer persecution. And again, it's interesting, you don't see Joseph defending himself at all. He doesn't say one word. And as Brother Emil said, he reviled not again. He doesn't, whenever the Lord Jesus was attacked personally, he never responds. Only when it had to do with his father in the position that was rightfully his. That's when he responded. Here, Joseph doesn't respond. He took it patiently as from the Lord. And he suffered, and this was acceptable to God. And God, even though it took a couple more years, that he was still learning this, he learned that the servant is not greater than his master. And if they did all these things to the Lord, they're gonna, you know, we could suffer sometimes wrongfully, and sometimes things just don't make sense. And we just look at it and we just say, it doesn't make sense. There's no other way to explain it. And it's those times we just have to say, I trust in the Lord, and I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. I'm going to acknowledge him in all of my ways. Here in prison, there in the house, I'm going to acknowledge him. I've set him before me at my right hand. He's always with me, and I sense his presence. The Lord there was with him. And just like the Apostle Paul said, everybody forsook me, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. The Apostle Paul recognized and drew from the strength of the Lord. And here, Joseph does the same thing. He senses the Lord is with him, and it was a very real, present help in time of need. And sometimes when we're going through difficult times, it's only that we can rely upon the Lord to get us through the difficulty. In spite of all that has happened before, we need to remain faithful and trust that God is going to work it out as he so miraculously does in the life of this man.
Wonder if it is time, since we have heard much about things went sour with him, is that to consider the thought that doing that which is right is very costly in this world. Very costly. I have to make an assessment. Although it might cost me a lot here, and yet it's very rewarding in the coming world. You have to make decisions. All those that desire to live godly in this world shall suffer persecution. And it might not be the same in every case, but if you ask Joseph, he says, listen, if you want to do what's right, you're going to pay for it. But it is worth it. It is worth it. You know why? Because there's another world to come. And all what you do for the Lord Jesus and how you behave for the Lord in this scene will be displayed in the coming day. So we have heard if we suffer for wrong things, okay, other people suffer for wrong things, it's the same. But we are going to suffer for the right things. And yet this should not discourage us to do the wrong thing. You know, when we do wrong things, it's because we don't want to be persecuted. We don't want our friends to leave us. We don't want certain things to be taken away from us. We are exhorted to do that which is right. The other thing is, Matthew, I wondered in the past, how did a prison prosper? And I thought that in prisons, many times, there's chaos, not as far as the dirt and stuff like this, but men fighting against men, always. In any prison, there's always the tendency of fights to break in prisons. You know that in the presence of this man, because the Lord was with him, all these things were set aside completely. The prison was prosper, where the guards, if I can put it this way, the guards of the prison were having a ball because they don't have to break fights anymore. It's the same principle. It goes back to the first session when we said, he have the same code, whether he's in the house, whether he's in school, whether he's in prison, it is still the same person. And the exhortation for us is to be real in whatever circumstances we are placed in, because God loves reality and he hates hypocrisy.